From Feature Story News in Washington, I'm Rebecca Foster. The U.S. government is just one of many calling for peaceful dialogue following the imposition of martial law by the Thai military. Thai military leaders are refusing to describe their action as a coup and insist it's only temporary and intended to restore order to a nation rent by political unrest. Washington correspondent Priscilla Huff has the reaction.
The head of Thailand's army says martial law will only remain in place until the country is safe and there is stability. The U.S. is urging respect for democratic principles. White House spokesman Jay Carney.
The U.S. firmly believes that all parties must exercise restraint and work together to resolve differences through peaceful dialogue to find a way forward.
The Obama administration says it expects Thailand's military to keep its commitments, that martial law is just a temporary action, and that elections should be held to determine the will of the Thai people.
Two blasts ripped through a busy bus terminal and market in Nigeria's central city of Jos on Tuesday afternoon, with police saying there were a number of fatalities. The attack came amid a bombing campaign by Nigeria's Boko Haram terrorist group, which has threatened to sell 300 abducted schoolgirls into slavery. The White House says the CIA has stopped using vaccination campaigns as a cover for spycraft. A fake immunization campaign was used to track down Osama bin Laden in Pakistan, leading to a Taliban backlash on health workers. From Washington, Daniel Wrenches reports.
A year and a half ago, the deans of 12 schools of public health wrote to President Barack Obama saying that public health programs should not be used for covert operations. Now, a letter has been sent to the deans saying that CIA banned operational use of vaccination programs last August and would not seek to obtain or exploit DNA or other genetic material acquired through such programs.
China and Russia were unable to announce an agreement on gas deliveries despite high hopes that the deal would be announced on Tuesday. A statement issued after the meeting between Russian President Vladimir Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping in Shanghai said that talks were continuing. The two countries have not been able to reach an agreement on the price of Russian gas for nearly a decade. Anya Ardaeva reports from Moscow.
A joint statement issued after the meeting in Shanghai said that natural gas supplies would start flowing as soon as possible, without providing further details. Russian President Vladimir Putin said after the meeting with his Chinese counterpart that he was glad to be informed that the two sides have made significant progress in the price negotiation of the East Route of the natural gas project. The agreement, which was expected to be signed during Vladimir Putin's visit to China, has been in the works for nearly a decade, as the two sides failed to reach a compromise on the price of Russian gas.
From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN. The U.S. Coast Guard is immediately resuming its search for four British sailors whose yacht capsized in the Atlantic. The search for the crew of the Cheeky Rafiki was halted on Sunday, but is getting underway again after pressure from Britain. Popular U.S. fast food chain Chipotle is asking its customers not to bring guns into its restaurants, even in states where it is lawful to carry firearms. The Mexican-style food chain had come under pressure to make the move after gun control advocates petitioned for a response to the gun group Open Carry Texas bringing assault-style rifles into a Chipotle in Dallas. American car giant General Motors says it's recalling another 2.4 million vehicles in the U.S., bringing the number of cars it's recalled so far in 2014 to more than 15 million. GM says it expects to take a charge of up to approximately $400 million U.S. dollars in the second quarter, mainly because of the cost of recall-related repairs. Switzerland's Credit Suisse Bank pleaded guilty to aiding U.S. taxpayers in filing false tax returns. It's the largest bank to plead guilty to criminal charges in over two decades. Patrice Howard reports from New York.
Switzerland's second-largest bank admitted to helping thousands of Americans hide their wealth. Prosecutors say Credit Suisse helped U.S. clients complete large cash transactions to avoid reporting their income to the IRS. Bankers also supplied credit cards tied to Swiss bank accounts and helped clients to file false tax returns. As part of a deal announced Monday, the bank agreed to one count of conspiring to aid tax evasion. Credit Suisse will pay about $2.6 billion in penalties, but won't be required to turn over the names of their U.S. clients. Patrice Howard, New York.
And that's the latest from Feature Story News. Rebecca Foster reporting.